Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Women of Faith in Leadership podcast. And we're in the middle of a series where we're talking about leadership lessons from women in the Bible. Now, this is part two. And in last week's episode, part one, I spoke about Ruth and the leadership lessons we can learn from her. So in today's episode, I'll be talking about a much bigger topic, something that I know you as the listeners have spoken about often when either joining the Facebook group or in the group itself during discussions, and that is being a woman in a man's world. Now, I wonder if you can guess who the woman is that I am speaking about in the Bible, which we can learn from. And there is one such woman in the Bible, and her name is Deborah. And in today's episode, I'll be highlighting four leadership lessons that we can learn from her. And so let's not waste any more time. Let's get started. Leading as a woman is tough, but leading as a woman of faith is next level. However, it doesn't have to be that way. God has called you into this leadership role because He says you are worthy. You are His child, and if He qualifies you, who in this world can unqualify you? You might suffer from imposter syndrome and believe you're not good enough, but God says you are good enough. Hi, I'm Rika Whelan, Christian leader and workplace culture coach, and together we're going to navigate leadership with faith as our foundation. Let's get started. Grab your coffee or water, keep that notebook and pen handy, and let's jumpstart your leadership. You can read along with me or read the story of Deborah and her victories as a judge in Judges. And in particular, I'm at the moment in Judges 4, where I'm looking at Deborah becomes Israel's judge and the victory over Sisera at that point in time and the Canaanites. And so the first thing that really stood out for me when it comes to Deborah's story is the fact that it was trailblazing or pioneering leadership, because Deborah was the first female judge in the book of Judges, breaking the barriers in a male-dominated role. Now, her courage and determination led her to step into a position previously held only by men, and she defied societal norms and paved the way for other women in this space. And so this is something that, again, I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, that women of faith in leadership, or female leaders in general, find one of the most challenging things is being a female leader in a male-dominated industry. And if Deborah teaches us anything, it's about the fact that God does not discriminate between men and women. And now, yes, men do have their place specifically in the Bible and in terms of the household. For example, the Bible says clearly that the male is the priest of the house. And so, you know, I'm not going to touch specifically on gender diversity or gender roles per se, because I think it can get into a topic where people can debate or argue over how they feel about different gender roles, gender diversity, X, Y, and Z. So that's not the aim of this podcast. That's not the aim of this episode as well. So in that space where you were thinking, oh, maybe, you know, that's not the same anymore. Yeah, you're right. Things are not the same anymore as what they were necessarily in the Bible. But let's get back to what it says in the Bible. And yes, it would have been very tough for her to be in this male-dominated industry, the first woman. I mean, you can imagine the imposter syndrome, the doubt, everything that she would have gone through. And although she was a very strong woman, it's very clear in the Bible, and if you go and read in Judges, it was very clear that she knew her identity in Christ. She knew what she stood for. But in the deepest, darkest of nights, when we go to bed, when we're vulnerable, in a vulnerable state, we do feel tired. We feel like we're not good enough. And that's when the enemy comes and he attacks us and he says, well, yeah, you're not good enough. And who are you? Who do you think you are? And he will come with all sorts of stories like that to break you down, to break your self-confidence down, and to devalue you for what God has called you to do. So if you just follow Deborah's example and think about the fact that, you know, she was a trailblazer, she was a pioneer for what she did, and God called her to do that, then he's also called you to do that as well. Now, the second leadership lesson we can learn from her is that she was guided by her faith. And she had a direct connection with God. She understood that true leadership involves seeking divine guidance from God. And when Israel faced oppression from the Canaanites, Deborah recognized the need for action. So she called upon Barak to lead the battle, demonstrating her strategic insight. And so by calling him, and I know that she called him because she felt that, if you read through the passage, she felt that that was the person who she had to call. She felt that he was the right person to lead 10,000 men. So she told him that God had told her that he needed to collect 10,000 men to get them ready for battle. And so that was a very strategic move from her. It was strategic insight that she gained from God. And so God can really be your strategic partner in your leadership role, and you can get some real good insights from him. And, you know, even in the entrepreneur world where I am in, a lot of people are partnering with God as the CEO of their business, because that's what God wants. God wants us to partner with him, whether it's from a leadership perspective, whether it's from an, you know, running my business perspective, leading my finances. God just wants to be with us, and he wants us to be guided by our faith. And so she was definitely guided by her faith, and that's one of the leadership, it's the second leadership lesson that we can learn from her. And so the third leadership lesson we can learn from Deborah was that fearless action. So she didn't actually nearly just offer advice or tell Barak what to do, because in the passage it actually Barak actually says, "I'll only go if you come with me." And it's interesting because so it says in Judges 4 verse 8, Barak told her, "I will go, but only if you go with me." And in verse 9, she says, "Very well," she replied, "I will go with you, but you will receive no honor in this venture, for the Lord's victory over Sisera will be at the hands of a woman." So it's interesting, when I read that verse, I felt that, you know, Barak knew that if he takes Deborah with him, that he will get no honor because there's a woman with him. Because obviously at that point in time, women were looked down upon, and what was she doing there in battle? It's not that it was necessarily that she was looked down upon. It just came to mind. It's more the fact that women just were not in those positions at that point in time. But, you know, she wasn't scared to go because she knew that God had a plan. She knew that she had to go to war with Barak, and that she knew that God was going to protect them. She was fearless in that space. And so, yeah, she took fearless action. She knew she was committed to her cause. And she, you know, as a leadership or as a leader, she showed that she doesn't only sit back and just give direction. She was a role model. She went into action. And believe me, people would have respected her after her going into battle. So think about your own leadership role and what that fearless action or going into battle means for you, and what a role model you can be to your team, to your employees, and even to other leaders and to your peers by implementing fearless action and then being guided by your faith and being that pioneer or that trailblazer for leadership. So the final one that I want to share with you, and the fourth leadership lesson that we can learn from Deborah, from Judges, is celebrating victory. After the battle, Deborah and Barak celebrated their triumph through song. And so her leadership not only secured freedom for Israel, but also inspired others. And now, to take it into context of what it is today, you know, through song, triumphing through song, that means celebrating the victories with everyone, acknowledging those people who were with you in that battle and who succeeded with you. And again, in that space, you know, role modeling to others that it's not only you that gets the glory, because again, that's not what leadership is about, but everybody else. It's about everybody else, not about you. And that's the mark of a really good leader, is encouraging, supporting, but also celebrating and acknowledging the important work that everybody else is doing. And so that's the fourth leadership lesson we can learn from her, is celebrating and acknowledging your team for what they've done. And she did this through song. It was a way to celebrate and to acknowledge everyone. And obviously they won that battle. And look, there's more to the story. I read the whole story through, and some of the pieces get a bit gruesome, as typical of the Old Testament in the Bible. But I think it is just such a good and great story for us to learn leadership lessons that we can learn from this fearless woman who was a trailblazer, the first female judge. And so, yeah, when I read through her story, I just really knew that this was insight that that should be shared on this podcast, should be shared with you as a woman of faith in leadership. So just the final thing that I want to say is that come and join the Facebook group. We are discussing the episodes there, and the Facebook group is growing, which is so exciting. And I love to see when I've received that Facebook notification to say your name has requested to join Women of Faith in Leadership community. So it's very exciting. Come and join us there. You can come and ask me questions. And I'm really hoping as soon as we hit a couple more people that I can start doing some live training session once a month. So that is one of the aims I had with the Facebook group. I really wanted to run once a month some live training with you all. And the training will purely be run on the topics that you request. So yeah, so that's exciting. So I'm hoping more people will join so that we can start doing the live Facebook sessions. And of course, if people can't join live, that's fine, because the recording will sit on the Facebook group. And so, yeah, if you are not on Facebook and you want to join us on a different community, there is also the WhatsApp community. It is extremely tiny at the moment because most people do prefer to join the Facebook group. However, some feedback from people is that they're not on social media. So if you're not a social media person and you just want to come and join us on the WhatsApp app, I will pop the link in the description below for you. And you can go to Facebook if you are on Facebook and just search Women of Faith in Leadership, or you can go to the link in the description below. Now, I look forward to sharing the final episode of this series with you, Leadership Lessons from Women in Faith. And I wonder if you can guess who the third and final woman will be that I will share leadership lessons from. I look forward to seeing you or chatting with you in the next episode. Bye. Thank you so much for listening. If this podcast blessed you in some way, the number one way you can thank me is by leaving a review. Your feedback means the world to me and lights me up every single time when I read it. And it makes me want to keep going. So please leave a review, and your review will also help other Christian women in leadership find the answers they are looking for. So whether you're on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, scroll down to the review section and leave that review. Then head over to womenoffaithinleadership.com and join our free Facebook community. And I look forward to engaging with you there.